Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Belastrator. Time to learn something about the L.A. Rams. Almost called them St. Louis Rams. But here we go. L.A., Coach, what do we have?
Well, defensively, this is a very active front, very disruptive front. They have caused more negative plays in the last couple of years than any team in football. Starts here with Aaron Donald, number 99. He's lined up at the top of the screen there over the right guard. You see how quick he is. He's able to just slip this block, get in the backfield, cause a negative play. Very good pass rusher, very disruptive in the running game. Just a hard guy to block. And it's, here's the same play from the end zone. You can see how quick he is here to, start inside like he's going to follow the guard down and then make a quick slip move on him. Hard to run the ball with a defensive tackle 5 yards in the backfield.
Great hand-to-hand combat right there with him.
You know, another very disruptive play here. This is the sack on Breeze early in the game. And again, this is kind of what you have to deal with here. You feel like offensively you've got the ball. It's first and 10. It's second and 8 or whatever.
It's also like they have everybody up there too. You know, but just with that Breeze
look. Yeah, they do. Yeah, well, they play a lot of this five-man front, the bear look. Jeff Fisher going back to his days with Buddy Ryan. They like this front, puts a lot of pressure on each of the down linemen, and then that forces a single block there. And so Donald, again, very quickly here, just, comes through the guard, gets the Breeze before he's even set up. You're not thinking about on first or second down offensively of having a play like this, but this is what the Rams are capable of doing. Doesn't have to be third down, doesn't have to be a passing situation. They can put pressure on you really in any down and distance.
And they'll flip him too. Yeah, we looked at the previous play. He was on the other side.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so here he is right here. And again, this is a good look at it from the end zone. You can really see how active he is inside. Starts the power rush and then just flips it into an inside move, strip sack. There's Barron on the ball. So quick turnover, got the ball on the 6-yard line, scored a brittle in the next play. They can hit it in a hurry.
Okay. All right, Coach, one more look here defensively.
Right, so this is Quinn at the top, number 94, and he normally plays up on our left side. Very athletic, fast, runs the edge, excellent speed rusher, has 18 forced fumbles in his career. You can see his long arms here, get the ball out of Winston's hands for an easy turnover and a big return. So, again, these guys are such a big threat to not only turn a ball over but score on defense and make big plays really at any time. Well, it all starts with Gurley, number 30, the running back. Cunningham's another good back, too, but Gurley really can carry the mail. This guy is very big and powerful, good downhill runner with good vision.
You have him on your fantasy team?
I know you.
A lot of people do. That's why he's so it's kind of the top guy.
He just needs a little bit of space, and with the power and momentum that he gets going downhill into the line of scrimmage.
Okay, not only can he run the ball, he can also throw it.
Yep, and the guy they like to throw it to is Kenny Britt. He's having a great year for him. You can see how he's a big target. He's very good off of press coverage because of his size, and he has good speed, but he's strong. He can run through contact, and he makes it very good on the deep ball, shields it with his body, does a good job of going up and getting the ball with his hands. He's a good deep ball receiver, also a good catch and run receiver on the underneath play, so tough guy to handle. Well, the Rams have a punter that's a very unusual player. He's a big weapon for him. Against the Jets, he had 3 major field position swinging plays. Here the Rams are backed up on their 15-yard line, and Hecker bangs out of there. Not only can he kick it long, he can kick it high. He's very good inside the 20, and he does a good job of moving the ball around, placing it so that it's a hard ball to handle. The returners have a lot of trouble with it. Here, Marshall, muffs it for a second, and then, the Rams are all over him with their coverage. So it ends up being a 73-yard punt, which totally swings the field position now from one end to the other. So this guy is a major weapon in terms of his ability to change field position, get the ball down inside the 5-yard line on plus 50 punts, and he's also a threat to fake it.
All right, Coach, plus he also gets excited too. I mean, that's kind of one of the fun things of the game. All 3 phases, you guys will be ready to go.
All right, thank you.
All right, good luck against the Rams. There's your Belastrator. More Patriots All Access right after this.